If you've lived in the area any time at all, you've passed the large blueberry-shaped dome on Route 1 in Columbia Falls that today houses the Wild Blueberry Heritage Center. Program Director Casey Logan tells Star 97.7 the complex was built in 1999 by Marie and Dell Emerson.
They built this as a way to sell their products, both blueberries and value-added products that they make from the wild blueberries that they grow in Addison. It opened in 2001 as Wild Blueberry Land, and for over 20 years, it was a beloved tourist landmark, gift shop, and bakery here in Down East Maine.
The Emerson's dream was to transition to a nonprofit that supports the wild blueberry industry and small growers, and to promote deeper understanding of the 10,000-year-old wild blueberry ecosystem. Thus, in 2017, the Heritage Center was born. This weekend, Wild Blueberry Weekend, is the perfect time to take your family for a visit. It's by donation, and they're open 9 to 5 daily all summer long. What could be more perfect on Wild Blueberry Weekend than a visit to the Wild Blueberry Heritage Center on Route 1 in Columbia Falls? The big blueberry-shaped dome began as a way for Marie and Dell Emerson to market their blueberry-related products. But Program Director Casey Logan tells Star 97.7 the dream was always so much bigger.
So this is our first season as the Wild Blueberry Heritage Center. Our focus is promoting public education around wild blueberry heritage and culture. Visitors could come in and see expanded exhibits from the geology and ecology of the area to shipping and canning, agricultural innovation, and all of the really awesome animals that love to eat wild blueberries.
That includes us humans. And along with the exhibits, you'll find delicious homemade pies from Marie's original recipe, jams, and all things blueberry. The Heritage Center is open daily 9 to 5 at 1067 Route 1 in Columbia Falls. You don't have to live in Down East Maine long to realize Washington County is the hub of the state's blueberry heritage. This year, you can learn about the rich history of the 100 million pounds shipped annually all over the U.S. and the world at the Wild Blueberry Heritage Center in Columbia Falls. Program Director Casey Logan tells Star 97.7, in addition to welcoming visitors into the Big Blue Dome, they're preserving the history by going out into the community.
Everybody here in Washington County has a wild blueberry story, and so we're trying to capture those stories and to present them to the public so that we promote pride of place for the people that live here, and we'd like to promote a hopeful future for our wild blueberry growers to keep the culture alive and the ecosystem as well.
This weekend, Wild Blueberry Weekend, is the perfect time to visit. The Wild Blueberry Heritage Center is open daily 9 to 5 at 1067 Route 1 in Columbia Falls. You can't miss them. Dell and Marie Emerson have been preserving the rich soils, culture, and heritage of Washington County's blueberries since the early 1950s. Today, you can literally see the fruits of their labor at the Wild Blueberry Heritage Center on Route 1 in Columbia Falls. Program Director Casey Logan tells Star 97.7 how you can help protect, grow, and experience Maine's very special legacy.
On our website, there is a donate button where people can donate and help us expand our exhibits and our educational programming. You can learn about the programs that we're working on. We have videos that we recorded in the past with UMaine students connecting with local growers. You can read little snippets about our exhibits as well, but it won't be as good as coming in to visit and getting the whole experience.
That website is wildblueberryheritagecenter.org. And do stop in for a visit and share with your kids that history that's their heritage as well. The center is open 9 to 5 daily through October 9th.